I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that one out of three people in the U.S. over the age of 65 has some degree of hearing loss. To talk about age-related hearing loss and hearing aids is Dr. Kimberly Orr. She's the Director of Audiology at MUSC. Dr. Orr, what are some of the factors that can contribute to hearing loss in the older adult years?
Well, hearing loss typically occurs as we age because of changes within the inner ear. There are tiny little hair cell receptors in the inner ear that are damaged over time, and these hair cells are responsible for making you hear. Unfortunately, they don't grow back when they are damaged, and they result in hearing loss.
And what are some of the common symptoms in older age that indeed our hearing is changing, is getting worse?
Oftentimes, the first symptom is ringing in the ears or tinnitus. And this can be a ring or a hum or a cricket kind of noise that indicates that there's likely damage to those hair cells in the inner ear. The individual may complain that they're not understanding speech when someone's talking to them, especially if they're located in a noisy environment.
And what should we do next if we indeed notice some of these signs or symptoms that we might be experiencing hearing loss?
The first step is to be evaluated by a licensed audiologist with a comprehensive evaluation to determine type and degree of hearing loss.
Is it important to catch hearing loss like this early on in the process?
Absolutely. Many individuals live for a long time with hearing loss before seeking treatment or evaluation for their hearing loss and become depressed or anxious. They start to withdraw from social situations. Their relationships with their spouses and their family is compromised because of their lack of ability to communicate with them.
And what is the solution for most people who have age-related hearing loss?
Oftentimes, it's simply hearing aids or other types of assistive devices to help them understand speech better.
What's new in the world of hearing aids?
Newer technology has Bluetooth components built into the hearing aids that can directly connect to a patient's iPhone or Android phone, and as well as having external microphones to help communicate from a distance or be able to hear a speaker from a distance or in a noisy environment.
And do these hearing aids look different than what people might be used to from 10 years ago, for example?
Certainly, the styles have changed over the years. Technology is more wearable, and there are lots of different options to choose from.
And Dr. Orr, what can friends and family do when they notice someone in their family is not hearing as well?
Even with properly fit hearing aids, an individual may still have difficulty understanding speech. Be patient with them. Face the listener. Speak clearly and precisely without over-exaggerating your mouth movements. Talk to them in a well-lit room and try to reduce any of the background noise if possible. Turn off the television and certainly encourage your loved one or your friend to seek evaluation and treatment for their hearing loss if they have not done so already.
Dr. Orr, thanks for information about age-related hearing loss.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.